about to experience the hotness on CITR Radio Vancouver.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It is a hot mess.
We're back, Jay.
We were gone for a little while, but now we're back, and it feels good to be back.
It feels fantastic.
Now I know what Darth Vader felt like in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes. So what have you been up to, my friend?
I've been rocking out, shenanigans mostly. Yourself?
Shenanigans? I've been running lots.
You look fit and you look spry.
I try, but you, my friend.
I look rough.
No, you look good, but you got a little something new.
Have a beard.
You do.
It itches like a mother, and I can still taste the pea soup that I had for lunch 3 days ago.
Hmm. Interesting.
And keep in mind, I have washed myself.
You have now.
But I like...
Because you smell fresh. I'm not lying to you.
Thank you. Well, that's Old Spice, my friend.
I see. Old Spice. Delicious.
Wait a minute. Let's ask... We've got Susan in here.
Susan. Let's explain who Susan is.
Well, go... Susan, my agent. Go. Take it from there.
Susan, does Jay smell fresh?
Oh, he smells like 3-day-old pea soup.
Oh, I guess I'm sitting farther away from him than Susan is.
What do you think
of
the beard?
Across the table over here.
But what do you think of the beard?
Beard's good.
Because some lady, it's come to my attention that some women find facial hair repulsive.
It's not necessarily it's repulsive, but sometimes it hurts.
Oh,
really?
Well. And on that note...
You're changing the subject because you felt uncomfortable?
A little bit. I think there might be some flirting going on. But we're missing two members this week. Blontron and Handsome Anderson are off traveling around the fantastic globe that is Earth.
So we've got, once again, one of our favorite DJs in the city. We've got Arnold Sane in here to throw it down once again.
With his and fancy beats.
I swear to God, he and I were having a beer earlier before the radio show down in the old Pit Pub. That's what it's called,
yes,
right?
Yes, the Pit Pub, right underneath us here.
Here at the beautiful University of British Columbia. And as we were drinking the beer, I went up to the friendly chap behind the bar and I said, "Dude, what do you think about putting the radio show on in the bar? Because things are going to get buck wild."
Yeah.
And I told him that sometimes we yell, and I told him that the beats are freaky and fresh and that they will drive you up the wall. If all you people can actually hear us right now and you're down the Pit Pub, get ready because the beats are going to blow your minds.
Out and wild. So why don't we start with some tunes? Jay, this is a new band. I kind of like them a lot.
What are they called?
I think you might like them as well. They're called Inner Party System.
Uh-huh.
And this track that I'm about to play for you is called Die Tonight.
Okey
or
doke.
Live forever.
Which is always a possibility for me.
Yeah. And personally, I mean, I'd rather die tonight than live forever. Come on. Like, one night sounds good. So here we go. A little Inner Party System. It's called Die Tonight, Live Forever, right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Mess. Ed.
Yes, Jay.
Interestingly enough, this song by this new band that you were trying to introduce me to and really, and kudos to the, you know, building it up.
Yeah.
Really nice intro.
I try.
It sounds a lot like the song that we started the show off with by My Morning Jacket.
Okay. I haven't been on the side of the table in a really, really long time.
You're rusty.
I screwed up.
Shake off the cobwebs.
So let's do this again. But why don't you intro this song for us, Jay? Here's it's Inner Party System.
All right. Can we try this again? Did you actually take the CD out and put the CD in?
Oh, yeah, no. We're ready to rock and roll. Okay, so let's do this.
All right. So this is a new track by Inner Party System. It's called Die Forever and Live to Die Another Day Tomorrow.
feel the pounding. Wrapped around your chest. Nothing's too excessive when you've got nothing left.
Heavens to Betsy, Ed.
Hot 101. That's us, Hot Mess on 101.9.
So you're introducing me to that song. Who's that by again?
This is called, the band's called Inner Party System right here on CATR 101.9.
Inner Party System, hey. And what was the song called?
It was called Die Tonight, Live Forever. What do you think?
I think that nerdier versions of Nine Inch Nails, The Prodigy, and Marilyn Manson got together with disco robots from the future, and they all had a sex orgy. And that is the mutant baby offspring of said orgy.
And that means good?
I don't really know what it means. It just is what it is. And you can take that alien baby CD and burn me a copy.
I will. For you, Jay, anything. Now, as I said earlier, we do not have all of our parts here. We're missing two of the four.
I know.
But doesn't mean they're not going to be here, because they're here. So,
do you have a surprise for me?
I have a surprise.
What's going on? Oh, we have a call.
Aloha, is somebody on the line here for Hot Mess 101.9?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Hey, DJ Blontron, a.k.a. Samantha Matthews, who I saw spin last night, the Lamplighter, which is where our DJ here in the studio, Earl Sane, is going to be spinning tonight.
Fantastic segue and information overload all at once, Jay.
Oh, super overload. You have to speak slowly and use simple words for Blontron today.
Are you a little bit
She's
rough?
A little bit rock bottom.
You're rock bottom.
And when I say a little bit rock bottom, I mean I have rocks in my bottom.
Oh, you have rocks in your
but don't be fooled by the
granny panties.
Because I'm still Blontron from the block.
That cannot feel comfortable.
Word up. Did you have fun last night spinning with Chaos at the Lamplighter?
I did have fun. Him and I got into a little bit of a tiff beforehand.
Uh-oh.
Pisces tiff, but we hacked it out. It was all good.
Pisces.
So what you're saying is there's two Pisces here plus Chaos is a Pisces, and you're a Pisces, so...
Wait, Ed, you're a Pisces?
It's just a big emotional mess all up in here.
It's a hot emotional mess, hence the name of the show.
And we all want everything now.
God, oh my God, it's so true.
What?
I said it's so true. We all want it now, we don't want to wait. We cry a lot, we yell a lot, it's all good.
It's all good.
I don't cry or yell.
It's a roller coaster, but I would never get off.
I never cry or yell!
Okay, never, never.
Jesus!
I've never seen you angry.
I'm sorry I didn't show up, but I made every honest effort to come out last night.
Baz Blontron, sorry. That's okay.
Well, Sam.
I love it when he gives me like ridiculous lists, like plus 500. It always makes me feel really good about myself.
When he gives you a plus 500 list at the club and you don't show up.
I didn't make it, unfortunately. We actually. Brown can attest to. But yeah.
It's a little rude.
Yeah, well, Sam, what we discussed earlier today, actually, Baz and I, is that sooner or later, if you keep missing out while your name's on the list, you become blacklisted.
Oh, no. Don't blacklist me.
You know what I mean?
I'll show up with a crew so big you won't even know what happened.
Maybe we should invite all of the UBC down to the Lamplighter tonight, where Arnold Sane, our
As
DJ,
well,
is going to be spinning.
He's going to be spinning for the Cut Copy and Presets After Party at Republic.
You know what? That is true, and that's awesome.
Can you get any cooler? I was just wondering.
Yeah, Blontron thinks you're cool.
Sam?
Yes?
We hope that you have a splendid weekend.
He's as cool as possible. Sorry, Jay.
We hope you have a splendid weekend.
I know. I will have a splendid weekend. It'll be a sad but splendid weekend.
Okay, well, take care.
I'm on the bus right now, so I'm calling in live from BC Transit.
Okay.
Well, enjoy.
And I have to tell you that moving vehicles and me, not a good mix right now.
Yeah. Oh.
Well,
hey,
enjoy.
Are you on a Greyhound?
What?
Stop with the Greyhound.
We're going to have to let you go because we've been talking a lot about...
You guys are a hot mess right now. It's amazing because there's only two of you there and you're still managing to talk over top of each other.
Are you really lonely on a bus?
I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sam, we got to let you go because we've been talking a lot about Baz and now we want to hear some of his music.
Have fun on the island, Sam. We miss you. We love you.
Okay. Love you guys.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
All right, without further ado, shall we get to some tracks, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, Arnold Sane, he's going to throw down a track. It's called Cockney Thug by Rusko. Here we go on Hot Mess 101.9 Vancouver.
The light. You know what's behind the light? It's not God. It's me. And I'm going to kick your pulsy soul all the way back down the tunnel till you choke on your own fucked up ribs. Now, wake the fuck up.
Fuck! Some people want to claim that it's from North, but obviously people like yourselves, explicit delinquent, show that it isn't. And do you think that it's just because there was platforms out there to actually
shut your mouth, old boy? Shut your mouth, old boy.
Put that in direct over. Please don't let me tear down your block. Put that in direct over. Please don't let me tear down your block. Put that in direct over. Please don't let me tear down your block. Put that in direct over.
And there's a big scene up north, some people want to claim that it's from North. Obviously, people like yourselves, explicit delinquents, show that it isn't. And do you think that it's just because there was platforms out there to actually...
Shut your mouth, old boy.
Yeah. Cleaner than alopecia. Yeah. I'm here when your belly's all up. It's all tits up. All your shit suck. I'm shining still. I'm finding my luck. Or maybe because she's climbing my cup. Or maybe because I'm this and you're that. I'm distant on tracks. Listen, some facts. It's my habitat. It's my home. You're not having that. I do this. You rally back.
You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me.
I don't know why this pussy ain't rating man them. Never ever gonna be bathing man them. You got no bars. I call them man need more training man them. No spars. They start claiming man them. Some 1 minute remaining man them. And you got no cars. Some Tesco's bag on your head when it's raining man them. My man them are some money making man them. Start behaving man them. I turn in the electrician and start tasing man them. We bought holes in skin. Them man are some grazing man them. I drop so much shit. Them man are still straining man them. Boy better know I said boy better know I'm doing it again.
You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up.
Year in the game. Yeah, I'm not steering the range, but the UK's hearing my name. The key to the millions here in my brain. Ain't booked for the rave, then I'm tearing the chain. Forums on the head, comparing my name. I left your wifey staring again. Cause I'm one of them stars from the 80s. There's a few more, but only a few's raw. But just one or two's cakey. You might as well rate me. There ain't no reason to hate me. I'm in the pub like, bro, don't you need no coke, be a JD. And it's that when I phone up Stacey. Background's weighty. When it's that time, pay me. Don't make it an issue, cause don't let my name trick you. Yeah.
You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up. You might as well rate me if you ain't got reason to hate me. Give up.
Well, we are back. Hot Mess 101.9. This is us hanging out here in Vancouver. Jason Awesome, what's going down?
Not much, Ready Eddie. Do we have someone on the phone?
Apparently not.
Wow. You know what?
What?
I just find that really ignorant.
That's unfortunate for us.
I don't like hearing the dial tone. I also especially hate the busy signal.
Me too.
It's the 21st century.
The busy signal's pretty gross, I'm not going to lie.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, come on.
Come
Things
on.
I don't like about the past that still exist in the future.
Like?
Like.
Give me your top three.
The busy signal.
Mm-hmm.
Pants.
Pants.
Come on.
And what else?
We've all seen it. I'm not a nudist, but come on. We've all seen it. Let's just, like, get comfortable here.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, totally. My jeans right now are chafing me.
So take them off.
Christ, all right.
What conversation did I just come in on?
One about our dislikes, and Jay's biggest dislike was Daltones. Handsome Anderson?
No, my biggest dislike was pants.
Pants. Oh, sorry. But, you know, one of his dislikes were...
Actually, I do like jeans, Matt, but I don't like slacks.
How about jeans that go in the freezer?
Well, jeans in the freezer are the best way to go, but I was going to wear some slacks tonight, but then I opted for my new energy jeans that I bought today. Even though it's a more casual look, I think I'll be able to pull it off down here in balmy Las Vegas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Maddie, well, we're going to play a new segment. It's a little game that we just invented on the spot.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of quick like that. Where in Vegas
are you?
Where in the Vegas are you?
In Vegas, because that would have been better if it was where in the world are you?
Yeah, but
that's too hard.
Can we just start all over again?
So this is what we're gonna do. It's gonna be five questions for.
Wait a minute. Have you guys been to Vegas?
I haven't, but I know what it's all about, and Jay's been, so it's good.
We're gonna ask you we're gonna try and figure out where in Vegas you are by asking you a series of deep and probing questions.
But they have to be yes or no answers, unfortunately for us, because it's like 20 questions.
All right.
You can only say yes or no, Matt. You got that?
Okay. I'm going to throw it down right now. I bet you guys $20 you're not going to be able to guess where I am.
Whatever, man.
All right. So who's going to start?
Next time I'm in Vancouver, y'all are buying me drinks.
Okay, here we go. Matt, are you inside or outside?
Jeez.
Oh, come on, Matt.
Right now. I'm inside, I guess. Yeah.
You're inside. Okay, my turn?
Yep.
Matt.
That wasn't a yes or no question, by the way, Ed.
Matt.
Sorry, yes. My bad.
Are you surrounded by neon?
No.
Matt, are you near a large body of water, i.e. a pool or a fountain?
Yes.
Matt, is Elton John directly in front of you?
No, not yet.
Ooh.
Matt, are they serving alcoholic beverages or food at wherever you are?
Lots of both, yes.
Matt, is Wayne Newton hitting on your wife right now?
He's cupping her breast, yes.
Whoa.
Matt.
Provocative.
It's Wayne.
Matt, is the space that you are in on the strip or off the strip?
Well, I'd say I'm on the strip, baby.
Matt.
I'm not, like, on the fucking strip, but the place where I'm at is on the strip.
Do you have 10 hits of high-powered blotter acid? And sub-question, how many hookers have you buried in the desert?
Yes, 7.
Basically, I'm just asking you questions about Vegas movies. Is Clark Griswold anywhere near you either?
No.
Okay. Way to play this game, Jay. Way to play my game.
All right. Where in Vegas are you?
He's at a poolside bar. I know that much.
Where?
You guys have a guess.
Right? Poolside bar?
Yes.
Say LAX.
Just guess what casino I'm in.
Bellagio.
Guess what resort.
The Bellagio.
No.
MGM Grand.
MGM?
I'm at Wynn.
Oh, snappity snap.
That was the most fun I've had in a week.
Last night we went to this place called Okada, and we sat by a water fountain at a private table and had, like, an amazing dinner. And then we went to Trist, which is, like,
a
fucking five-story water fountain in it. Awesome. Vegas is the shit.
Vegas.
Anybody who hasn't been down here has to fucking book a flight and get on down here because, the economy in America sucks, and it's dead down here, and it's really good deals to fly down here and stay in hotels. And it's fucking dope.
Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Yeah. Living it, loving it.
I want you to wear something nice. Okay, we're going to Vegas. So you put on something nice, and we're going to Vegas to pick up the beautiful baby.
Exactly.
baby swing. Yeah,
and party like sure. it's time to do some crack, because that's what Vegas is. It's a party on crack.
Matt,
it's overindulgence at its finest.
Matt, everything that you've said makes me jealous. So now we're gonna hang up the phone on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're over
That's
it.
Fine, so because I'm about to go to Believe, the new Cirque du Soleil show with Chris Angel, Mind Freak, douchebag. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's awesome, and it's supposed to be really edgy, actually. So I'm fucking stoked about that.
Well, you go make yourself a hot mess tonight, my friend. Get edgy with Chris Angel, the douchebag.
Show. I miss you guys. Jay, I feel like you and I haven't connected in a while, and I feel like I need to reconnect with you.
Why are you making it so personal on air? We can talk about this later on. You're cutting into Baz's music time. Go enjoy yourself in Vegas.
See you, buddy. Be safe, okay. Have fun, and do lots of drugs. Okay, bye. All right.
I noticed that you guys mentioned how much of a douchebag Chris Angel was quite a number of times during that conversation. And we were talking about this earlier, which I was talking about this with Baz, and I think I mentioned it to
you
too.
Yes, you did.
I was curious as to whether or not, okay, you wake up in the morning, you look in your closet, and you go, here's who I'm going to be. I'm going to put on this shirt and these pants. This is the style that I'm looking for. This is the guy that I want to be today. And it occurred to me as we were driving here that maybe douchebags don't know that they're douchebags.
No, I think you do, though.
If you wake up in the morning and go, you know what I really need to do today? I really need to gel my hair so much that it's crusty. And then what I need to do is I need to put on a really shiny shirt with a lot of studs all over it and wear my gold chain and go to the Caprice and really just, like, do it up, really have fun times, and flex my biceps.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? There's two kinds of douchebags out there. There's the douchebags that do that because they're douchebags and they know it, and then there's the douchebags that do it because they don't know any better. That's what they've... It's like action by, you know, what you're surrounded with, right? So you're reacting to your surroundings. So that's my opinion anyway. There's two kinds of douchebags, those who know and those who just do it because that's what they think is cool, because that no one's ever shown them better. Jay, you haven't taught them anything else.
I'm starting a campaign, and you guys can look for it on Facebook, because I'm going to put it up there. It's called Down with Douchebaggery, and basically I implore you Vancouverites to go out with your camera, with your iPhone camera or whatever the hell you have, and take pictures of these people and post them on the site, and let's all make fun of them. So much so that they leave town on one of the many cargo ships.
Greyhound bus, perhaps.
Yeah.
I like Greyhound bus.
The same way that Calgary runs the homeless out of the city,
Yeah. We're
going to run the douchebags out of Vancouver.
Sounds good to me. Okay, but here's the thing. I have one more thing to say about this douchebagness. Don't we all have a little douchebaggery within ourselves?
How so, Ed?
I just think, you know, if you can't go through life without having a douchebag moment.
This is true.
Right?
What's your most douchebaggy moment?
Oh, jeez. You know what? I don't know off the top of my head. That's tough. I got to think back.
My most douchebaggy moment was when I took the Maskingale vinegar and water and put it on my French fries. That was true douchebaggery, because it was actually with a douchebag. Was that too much? What? Who doesn't like vinegar on their fries? Oh, whatever.
Jay, you're too much for me. I don't even...
Maybe we should listen to some more music here on Hot Mess 101.9.
Why don't we get Ernest Saint to do what he does? Here's Kids Soul Wax by MGMT.
You can't stop. get. Watch out.
Holy smoke show.
Smoky.
Holy Tina Yothers, that was a good song.
Smoky, smoky.
That was The Count and Sinan, correct?
Yes, it was.
And if that didn't melt your brain, then my friends, you're no friends of mine at all.
I can't function because my brain is melted.
If you want to go and hear more wicked tracks like that out in the city tonight, then you need to go to The Lamplighter, where our DJ, who's in the studio right now,
yes,
Arnold Saint, is going to just be playing crazy shit like this all night long.
On occasion, he rips off his shirt, dances on the table in his golden shoes. It's fantastic.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's a sight to behold.
I bet you if you looked behind the booth, he might not even be wearing pants. I'm just throwing it out there. I've never done it, but
no.
I'm just saying.
Why am I always hitting on Baz?
Because I think you have a crush on him. It's his shoes. Remember,
it's a man
you had the
crush.
Shiner over the golden shoes. They are sexy shoes.
It's a man crush.
Yes. Speaking of man crush, I know how much you love Dane Cook.
I freaking dislike him quite a bit. You know what? When he first came out, I laughed at a few of the jokes. I'm not I have the super finger. Clever.
Hey, funny. Good,
you know what?
Good for you.
And MySpace. Utilize it.
He would be nowhere if it wasn't for MySpace.
He's got nothing if not a little bit of business savvy.
Yes. So I saw his movie last night.
What's the movie?
By Default. I think it's called My Girlfriend's Ex or something like that. It's not really worth mentioning the title. But yeah, I was supposed to go see Nick and Nora's Infamous Playlist because I had passes. But well, the theater was full and I didn't want to sit in the front row and da 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 da. So we ended up sneaking into this movie and it was like a Dane Cook comedic monologue. Like literally there'd be scene with like Kate Hudson, who mind you is very attractive and beautiful and I quite like her. And she was great in the film. Loved her. Scene with him and Jason Biggs and whatever. And then it would be, let's have a Dane Cook comedic monologue for 5 minutes in the car by himself.
Yeah. You know what?
It's not, it's like, come on.
I met Dane Cook out on the town one night with a little lady friend of mine and she was sort of hanging out with them. And I said, hey, Dane Cook. At my friend's club, Ginger. Hi, Barry. Dane Cook. Hey, man. How's it going? Dane Cook, would you like me to buy you a cocktail, Dane Cook? You know, because we're just hanging out. I'm like, Dane Cook, can I get you a drink?
A douchebag-free zone.
I don't drink.
What?
And I don't really trust that.
What?
I just don't trust it. I will tell you a comedian that I do love, though. Patton Oswalt.
Oh.
If you don't know who this guy is, he was the short little guy. He was on the TV show King of Queens. He was the nerdy friend. He looks like a cross between three apples
nerdy
stacked
friend.
One on top of one another. The nerdy friend. He was like the nerdy friend.
Short, tall.
Short, like buzz cut. He worked in the subway. He was like a token guy.
Right. Yes, Kate, got it.
He looks like a mix between three apples stacked on top of one another and like your grandma. But he's funny as hell.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool because he's better than Dane Cook. That's for sure.
Yeah. So go find his stuff.
What are you going to do tonight, Jay?
Well, I don't know. I might go to Mastercraft or I might go home and lie in the middle of my floor in the fetal position and cry myself to sleep. I haven't decided. I just don't know which one to do.
Could be fun. Either one, I say, do a bit of both.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet. God, I'm thinking about bowling. Susan, who's here with us, is on a bowling kick. And so that's kind of getting my brain rolling on the bowling.
Susan, why do you like bowling so much?
I don't really like bowling so much. I just haven't done it in a long time and thought it might be something interesting.
I think she has a shoe fetish about the bowling shoes.
That does sound like fun. I'm part Ukrainian, and as a Ukrainian, for whatever reason, Ukrainians love to bowl. We love three things. We love pierogies, We love painting eggs, and damn it, we love to bowl. Hi, Edmonton.
Yeah, and what about so much? They're making a new TV series in Vancouver all about life in a bowling alley.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they serve cabbage rolls and pierogies there?
Susan, can you get me a part on it?
I don't know. Maybe they're shooting the pilot now.
I'd make a good bowling alley attendant. Come on. I may have done it in the past. I don't know. Maybe.
It's called Memory Lane.
Take a trip down. ...
Well.
This has been a fun show.
It has been. I think.
Speaking of taking a trip down memory lane,
I think we're gonna leave the show to Baz.
Baz,
what are you gonna play now, Baz? Come say hello for a sec.
Come on over.
Hello, Ed.
Hi. How's it going, man?
Good.
So talk about what's going on tonight at the Lamplighter.
What's going on at the Lamplighter? I don't know. We're doing a night at the Lamplighter. You should come down.
Awesome.
Any drinks?
I love it. Short and sweet.
Like it's perfect.
You handsome bastard. Get over there and play and rock our minds.
Okay, well, let's have a message from our sponsor really quickly, and then we will get Arnold Sane to rock the beat.
And if you don't hear from us again, Vancouver, it was a pleasure doing business with you. We're Hot Mess 101.9 CITR FM. Check out our blog, hotmess.org.
Jason, you got it.
Peace.
Here's a message from our sponsor.
I like spending time with hot people. That's why I listen to Hot Mess. It's the best place to listen to exciting locals. And you can listen every Friday from 6 to 7:30 free. You don't have to go out to have a good time. Just turn on your radio, pick up your phone, and call Hot Mess at 604-822-CITR. Don't spend your Friday nights alone. Dial your radio to 101.9 CITR Vancouver or hook up online to citr.ca. Hot Mess is always available 24/7 at hotmess.org. Remember, it's always hot and it's always free.
Hot Mess is not condoned the mutilation of kitten's genitalia or kitten genitalia. Nor do we accept responsibility if a leprechaun chops up your foot and tries to sell it on eBay or if he and or she tries to make love to it.
Hot Mess, 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Pop, 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 pop